Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Tanya Furr. She is the Minister of Arts, Culture, and Status of Women for the Province of Alberta. Guest First of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
All right, main thing we want to talk about here today is a couple of grant programs that have opened up recently from your department, the Community Initiatives Program, the CIP grant, if you will, and the Community Facility Enhancement Program, CFEP. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what's kind of going on as part of this right now?
Yeah, for sure. So we were very proud to announce $66 million in investment into these two nonprofits. Through the CFEP, as you mentioned, and the CIP grant, Budget 2024 committed to $66 million in funding as part of an overall investment into programs and grants that really support our critical nonprofit community and the amazing work they do.
I know last year there were hundreds of different community projects that were supported through these grants, including some here in Peace River and in other communities up here in the Northwest. What are kind of some of the types of projects that you're looking to support with these?
So a wide range of projects, from playgrounds to community halls, art centers, summer festivals and entertainment events. Under the CFEP program, that focuses more on the renewal, expansion, or purchase of buildings. But anything related to arts, culture, heritage, sport, or recreation, anything that builds community in these public use facilities is what these grants are intended for.
And as you kind of sort of touched on there, definitely with these grants available, they can provide some sort of a lot of benefits to different communities. What are kind of some ways that kind of sort of help boost, what are kind of some different areas that could kind of sort of boost up, if you will?
For sure. I mean, it allows us to foster connections, support local economies, build that stronger Alberta and build at a local level those vibrant, connected, thriving communities. A lot of these programs and the nonprofits and organizations that put on these events, it's about creating spaces and places where people can come and connect for free or very low cost. And if our government can support that in that regard, in building arts and culture opportunities that everyone can enjoy, that are affordable and accessible to everyone, then that's a win for everybody involved.
I guess then again, these programs have opened up recently. As you mentioned, $66 million sort of available for this. How can people and groups sort of go about and try to get a hold of some of this grant money?
Absolutely. They can go to alberta.ca and click on my website of Arts, Culture, Status of Women. And there's links there that they can follow for all the various grant programs to find out what the eligibility requirements are and what some of the upcoming deadlines are.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw a little personal question to kind of show the politicians or, in fact, people too. And we're at that time of the year where a lot of people like to do some interesting things sort of cooking-wise, whether it's bringing out the barbecues or maybe doing different recipes in the kitchen. What about you? What are some of your kind of favorite recipes to cook up in your house?
Well, you know what? My mom is so disappointed because she's an amazing cook. She's a Eastern European immigrant to Canada and always cooked my family home-cooked meals from scratch. And Kyle, I think she's ashamed of me that I haven't adapted any of her recipes. But I'll tell you, one that I tried with her a few weeks ago that I need a little bit more practice on is her apple strudel. So hopefully next time you ask me or next time we interview, I'll say I had success on it, but it was kind of a flop last time.
Well, hopefully if you get that nailed down, you might be able to bring up some samples for us up here. Anyhow, Tanya Furr, Minister of Arts, Culture, and Status of Women for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Always a pleasure, Kyle. Thanks for having me.